Good evening, Gary Smith, and thank you for joining us after this 1-0 defeat away at Bromsgrove Sporting. I think you've used the term before, if it was a boxing match it would have been stopped. I think the first half, given the amount of opportunities we created, we're unlucky not to go in leading.
Yeah, we've created like several chances in the first half, and we absolutely dominated the first 45 minutes of the game, and we've not taken the chances that we've created, and at half time obviously I went in and I said, you know, don't let it come back to bite you in the second half, and that's exactly what has happened. I mean, the chances we created today were like, you know, gilt edged, and we've got to be ruthless. That was the one thing I pointed out as well before the start of today's game. You're away from home, you never know how many chances you are going to get, so the ones that do fall your way, if any do, you've got to be clinical in finishing them off, and we weren't. But like I said, I thought the performance was top draw. You know, the boys were very professional about how we went about the game tactically and how we set them up, and we dominated the ball, and you just one of those, you just couldn't put the ball in the back of the net today.
Conversely, Sporting were limited to two or three chances really and a couple of long range efforts, and then a mix up at the back, and we're 1-0 down on 58 minutes.
Not exactly sure. I've got to have a look back at the highlights to see exactly how the goals come about, but I didn't think it was a free kick that the referee had given to Bromsgrove in the first place anyway, but you know, that's neither here or there. We've still got to defend those sort of free kicks, those balls into our box, better than what we did, the way we conceded that goal today.
You said before the game that defeat today, if it were to happen, wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. We will bounce back. Mm-hmm. And one thing this squad is known for is actually bouncing back after defeats, and they're going to need to do it again, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, the boys, although they're frustrated at the fact that we've not won the game or taken something from the game today, they're still buoyant, and obviously we'll pick them up over the next week or so in preparation for the next game, and I'm sure we'll get the response that we require and the boys will bounce back.
So the next league game is next Saturday at home to Leiston. In between that we have a senior cup game on Monday evening. So have you any idea what kind of team we'll play on Monday evening?
I've had a little bit of a think about it before today's game, and obviously now that today's game has finished, I'll go through everything with Tom and Andy. We should be putting out at least a good 6-7 first team players for that game, along with some of our scholars from the academy.
Okay, thank you. Final point really, is there any fresh injury concerns on today's game?
No, everybody's come out unscathed. The only injury is obviously the defeat, not the result we really wanted today, but the boys will bounce back.
Let's end on a positive, Gary, and let's look at the situation where we're still in a very good position, albeit a point behind Bromsgrove games in hand.
Yeah, the results today, I've had a look at the results today, and you know, it's not really had that much of an effect in terms of where we could still possibly end up with the games in hand, so I would have rather not having the games in hand than have the points on the board and let them chase, but obviously, you know, sometimes, you know, if you're going to win things, you're going to have to do it from the position we're in, so we are in a good position. We have been for most of the season, and I'm sure we'll be right there or thereabouts.
Okay, as always, Gary, thank you very much for your time this evening.